What's up, podcast fam? We're back. It's Monday. Episode 9 of the Dad and Griffin Pod. My name's Dad.
My name's Griffin. What's up, peeps?
What's up, peeps? Man, how was your weekend?
Great. How was yours?
It was okay. We had a couple beauties on the docket, didn't we? A couple 65, 70 degree days. Oh. Lots of what time?
Bike riding time.
Lots of outdoor time, right?
Yeah.
Tons of soccer, tons of baseball. We fielded a ton of ground balls this weekend together. That was awesome.
Yeah, that was great.
My catching hand hurts, officially.
And I'm going to take the ice pack tonight.
Yeah, your arm has got to be worn out, right? So we're in our third calendar week of this podcasting experiment, which means quarantine, shutdown. Man, hair's getting a little shaggy. Tempers are starting to flare a little bit. Right? We're coping, though. We're doing a good job with it. I think, as a family,
we're doing a pretty good job.
I think we're doing a great job. I think I could use a little bit more of a balance on the, it seems to me like patience is, the supply and demand of patience is a little bit out of whack around here right now. But that's mostly my fault, and I'll fix it. I can come to terms with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have, what else did you do this weekend? We have one shout out. Got to get it out of the way early.
Yeah.
Do it.
Papa Chuck. It was his birthday to him yesterday.
His birthday on Saturday.
Saturday.
Yep.
And happy late birthday, Papa.
Oh no, it was his birthday yesterday. The 29th.
Yeah.
It was his birthday yesterday. Gosh, they're all sticking together. It was his birthday yesterday.
Yeah. And we wanted to give him if it's your birthday, just tell us, and you'll get an automatic shout-out.
That's an auto shout-out. That is the quickest way to auto shout-out, right?
Yep.
What do we do for the birthday?
Zoom meeting.
We had a Zoom. It was more of a birthday party, right? A Zoom birthday party.
Yeah, and everyone brought either cookies, cake, or cupcakes.
Yeah, to the Zoom birthday party, right?
Except the birthday boy.
Kind of like the Zoom birthday party. Because you get to bring a cake and you don't have to share it with anybody except your family. Right? It's kind of a great deal.
That's being a little selfish.
That's being a little selfish, but I mean, we got that yellow cake with the chocolate frosting kind of right down my wheelhouse, right?
Oh, it gives me the warm chills.
Yeah, it was great. Plus, then we get to eat it all ourselves. Today you did Zoom meeting with your class today, right?
Yeah.
That was awesome. So teachers are up and running now with electronic learning.
Electronic learning.
Yeah. How was that?
Good.
You had 20 second graders on the Zoom.
Free for all.
It was a total free for all. I can't have a meeting for work with five people without having everybody on mute. You had 20 goons and your teacher, bless her heart, she's amazing. Right?
Yeah, Miss Bachman.
Miss Bachman. She's the greatest.
The best.
Oh, so I think, man, and then I've been chasing this darn Peloton around for the last 2 days. I think maybe that was why I was in such a bad mood today. Or maybe I started my day in a bad place. I've been troubleshooting this darn bike. Hasn't been working because we have 432 devices hooked up to our internet. And the one that I need to work the most doesn't. I think, I don't know why. I mean, I like getting my exercise in, right?
Yeah.
But
why can't you just go on a normal bike ride?
I can, but I don't have a bike. Right? Kind of need a bike to go on a bike ride.
Yeah.
I like my bikes to stay stationary. Right? And they're in my basement.
Yeah.
I'll fix it. We'll update the peeps. We'll get there.
We'll get there.
Got me to thinking, though.
That's when the light bulb went off.
That's when the light bulb went off. Got me to thinking. That's not really that bad of a deal, right? That's my struggle, whatever.
Yeah.
On the list of, how bad are things going right now, that's way down the list. Is that really where a fart noise should have gone in the podcast? Awesome. I was got me to thinking. What have we learned about us, like each other or ourselves in the first couple weeks of isolation, right? Being home, stuck at home with your family, right? What have we learned? I've learned, for example, the importance of a schedule. A schedule, right? Like, schedule's super important, right? I think that the days go by quicker. I think that you don't get, like, too – nothing surprises you during the day, right? We get the schedule. You go boom, 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 boom. That's huge for us.
Yeah.
I think I've learned – the second thing I've learned, I am absolutely blown away by the amount of dishes, dirty dishes that this family can create in one 24-hour session. That's amazing to me.
It is?
Yeah.
We should have a Guinness World Record person come over here.
We should. We should definitely have another, like, two or three dishwashers. That would make me happy.
We could use the washer and dryer.
What have you learned? I'm interested in things that you've learned during this time.
I have learned that me and my sister can't get along for more than 5 seconds.
Can get along, right?
Yeah.
Can get along for more than 5 seconds. Yeah, we've learned that. You guys have had your moments of glory, right? What else?
What else? I've learned how much I love my teachers and classmates.
So there's this saying, right?
Yeah.
That you, I'm going to probably screw this saying
up. Is
this
Ron Burgundy?
No, it's not Ron Burgundy, but good call. There's this saying, like, you don't know what you got until it's gone, right? You ever heard that before?
No.
You don't know how to appreciate all the things that you have until it's taken away from you. Like, classmates and teachers have sort of been taken away from you until today, right? And while they're gone, you're like, man, maybe I really miss those peeps.
I do.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. Can I put a bow on this for the item number 5?
Yeah.
The one thing I've definitely learned is that we are super, super lucky
to have each other.
Yeah, to be locked in the same house with each other, right? We've got each other's back.
Yeah.
And I cannot think of 3 other people plus a dog that I'd rather be stuck at home with.
Yeah. And the next one we're going to do, if you didn't have your dad, mom, or sister.
Is this the next segment?
Yeah, or your dog. Oof. And you'd have two celebrities
to be with. Wait a minute. I went, like, deep and emotional there with number 5, and you're just going to go skip to the next segment on me?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Leave me hanging there. Aren't you? Don't you think we're lucky to have each other?
Newsflash!
Oh, man. All right, next segment. Since that first attempt at having an actual conversation with my co-host didn't work, here you go. If you didn't have your family, but you do get to pick
two celebrities
to do the rest of quarantine with, who would it be?
The Rock and Harry Potter.
The Rock and Harry Potter. Wow. That would be an interesting combo. The Rock, what would you think that you could get out of the quarantine with The Rock? Like, how cool would that be? He'd just be working out the whole time, right? Because he's jacked.
By the end, me and The Rock are going to have at least 2 or 3 wrestling matches.
Oh, man. He'd throw you around like a rag doll. And then Harry Potter could tell you all of his secrets.
Yeah.
Right?
And he can tell me all of the books that I haven't read.
Man, unbelievable. That would be amazing. I kind of like where you're going with The Rock. I would pick John Cena and Dog Man from the books.
Yeah.
The graphic novels.
Graphic novels.
People can't see that you're doing air quotes. We're reading a lot of Dog Man books right now for the peeps out there.
It's
We highly recommend Dog Man, Captain Underpants, and Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Those are super funny. Super wimpy and super undies.
A lot of undies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Captain Underpants. Tra-la-la.
Tra-la-la.
Those are some fun books, and they put us to bed almost every night. It's amazing.
Yeah. And Harry Potter.
We've sort of gotten off the Harry Potter wagon a little bit. We need to get back on. Yeah. No doubt about it.
Yeah,
no doubt about it. All right. 2 things that we don't have a lot of. No apologies or clarifications. That's streak, great. Two shows. Yep. Thanks for playing. Table for two. And we really don't have any updates on this breaking news that we brought to the peeps on Friday with the secret like black market underground YouTube channel that was being created by our five-year-old sister. We feel like we haven't heard a lot of radio chatter. She deleted a lot of attempts, I think. There were a lot of pods that were like YouTube episodes that were created this weekend that ended up being deleted. I feel like our press conference really rattled her.
Yeah. I was supposed to be a guest on the YouTube channel, and she deleted...
Wait a minute. She tried to infiltrate you and me? She tried to peel us apart? Oh, jeez. I didn't know this. Holy cow. What did you say?
I didn't get to say anything.
But were you on?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Are we breaking news to the peeps right now? Are we breaking up the podcast? Or are we still business partners?
We're still business partners.
Okay.
I would rather be partners with my dad than my sister.
Pound it. All right.
Log in.
We will officially give them and her a chance to explain herself tomorrow on the pod. Little teaser. Tomorrow, we've fielded several questions this weekend from people who want to know when the CEO and when the five-year-old are coming back on, Hallie Happ. We're going to bring them on tomorrow. It's going to be exciting. We've got a segment tuned up just for them. And we can't wait, right? Let's get into some messages. What do you think?
How about that?
Our now daily guest, I feel like Elizabeth is part of the show now. She's providing so much content. We love her. Here she goes. She left us a message this morning.
Yeah, 11 questions a week.
11 questions a week?
Monday is 2, Tuesday is 4,
Wednesday's 6.
Monday's 6, and Thursday is 8, and Friday special is 3, and 8 plus 3 equals 11.
Man.
Good math.
That is good math. For a show that's notoriously accused of fuzzy math, that's good math. Really good math. Here we go. Here's Elizabeth.
Hey, Uncle Chris and Griffin. It's me, Elizabeth. I have two questions for you. But one is a wacky question of the day.
Bow, 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 bow.
So, here is one. What order are your favorite seasons? Mine's winter, summer, fall, spring. And then, this is the wacky question of the day. If the world could only be one color, what would it be, and why? Bye!
All right, speaking of streaks, Elizabeth has got this good question streak. She's on fire right now, don't you think?
Yeah.
I think she's on fire. How would you rank your seasons?
Winter, fall, spring, summer.
Winter, fall, spring, summer. Let me guess, all geared around hockey seasons.
Yeah.
Oh, that's simple. Good work. And then if the world could only be one color, what would it be?
Gold.
Because?
Because that would be cool.
That's your solution? That's your answer?
It is my favorite color, and it kind of cheers me up all the time.
Okay.
And all I have to do is look outside, and my favorite color's out there.
That's why the question's amazing, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Here's the next message from my aunt, Amy Happ. We've got a disgruntled New Englander on the phone. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
Hey, Griffin and Dad Podcast. This is Amy Happ calling from Boston, Massachusetts. I'm really enjoying your podcast. Griffin, I like it when you continually give your father a hard time for being old. Keep up with that. The only thing that I didn't like is when you were saying that you like to beat up on our Boston Bruins, because you know that here in Boston, we take our sports teams very seriously. Keep up the good work. I look forward to listening. Bye.
So, we're not going to beat up on first-time callers too much, right? Because we love the participation.
But I want to beat up on the Boston Bruins so much.
So,
can I just pound them to the ground?
The Bruins?
Yeah.
Which you do every time anyway.
And I want to do it.
There was an undertone of that message,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
What was the undertone of that message?
She kind of seemed a little sad because her favorite quarterback in the world, Tom Brady, left the Patriots.
So you think everybody in Boston and New England is just grumpy right now because Tom Brady, because the GOAT's gone?
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of think so too.
I don't think Tom Brady's the GOAT.
Get out of here. What do you mean? Who's the GOAT?
Mahomes.
Pat Mahomes?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's kind of a homer deal. You're going to pick some fights with that one. The KC crowd will be happy. Look, I think we're so lucky because we've got people calling in from everywhere, right?
Yeah.
Spain, Boston, Chicago. I mean, we got people calling in from everywhere.
Tom Brady is just good because he had his boy Randy Moss. Tom Brady was so bad when Randy Moss was on his team. Randy Moss just made Tom Brady look like the best quarterback ever. But it was just Randy Moss.
Whew. Man, I cannot agree with you on this. I think TB's the GOAT. Either way, now he's wearing a Tampa Bay Buccaneers jersey, and that's just goofy.
Yeah.
Right? All right.
That's kind of weird.
Thanks for all the calls. If you've called and left us a message and you haven't heard it yet, don't worry. We get to you. We've got time for everybody. Joke of the day. Pew, pew, pew. What do you got?
Joke of the day.
Oh, wait. Do you have one?
Yeah.
Is it a good one?
It's a good one.
Okay. Let's do it.
What did the baby mosquito... What did the...
There we go.
All right, joke. What did the baby mosquito say after its first flight? Mama, mama, did you see that? Everyone was clapping for me.
That was a good one.
That was great.
Everyone was clapping for me because what?
They would have killed him.
Good one. I love it. All right, shout outs. Do it.
Shout out. My friend Jack Byram.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
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 That's a good shout out.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I do that a lot, don't I? I'm going to give a shout out tonight. Buddy of mine. I could do a buddy too, right?
Yeah.
Coach Neil Stafford, men's golf coach.
Yeah.
Where?
Chicago, Illinois.
No, no, no. He was one of my college roommates, college teammates, right? He's now the golf coach at Missouri State.
Oh.
Yeah. Shout out to Neil Stafford and the team.
Yeah.
I think they're listeners. We can get them on the pod someday.
Yeah.
What's up, Neilski? All right. If you don't know, now you know. We're on Twitter, @DadAndGriffin. And we also have an email address for the show, dadandgriffinpod@gmail.com. So if you don't want to send us a video message, feel free to hit us up on Twitter or at our Gmail. We've had some emails already. Had some tweets. We have people going in every direction. This is great.
Keep it up, guys.
Keep it up. That's right. Actually, step it up. Let's ramp it up. Right?
I think we already got a few things.
And as always, you can hear us on Anchor, Breaker, Google Podcasts, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, and now you can hear us on Overcast. So just about every single podcast platform in the world. I'm ready to sign off. Are you?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Keep your head up and your stick on the ice, and always beat up on the Boston Bruins.